The advice is to ask for the entire collective. That is, all that he feels that he's lacking and he's asking for fulfillment for, one should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Rabash, the prayer of many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, one should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment.
Workshop question. How do I keep the friends in prayer so that they will be in Arvut throughout the entire lesson? How do I keep the friends in prayer so that they will be in Arvut throughout the lesson? Active workshop.
Yesterday we talked a lot about it, about this Arvut. I need to see my friends as the ones who are always throwing to me this rope of Arvut. And if I don't see that, then I need to ask that he will dissolve my heart so that I will see it, that the friends are always working on you and sometimes you're blocked from above and you don't succeed in seeing it, and for that you have to pray.
You need to ask for it. You need to ascribe all of those awakenings that you receive from above also to the friends, and to be thankful for that. And in that way, with every second that each one of us is awakened, you should immediately want to reciprocate. That is the power of Arvut that we generate between us.
Yeah, to want for it to happen, to want that everything that the friend says will rise up as a prayer, to see the complete picture all the time.
To try to make sure that everyone exits himself, and also pray that the friends can exit themselves, so that nobody relates to himself this drawing of the light, but only to others.
We talk about the fact that we have to increase the importance of those that we want to feel, to become more sensitive. And then it is possible to feel the concern both for him and also from him, whether it is the friends, whether it is between the friends and the upper force. So if we increase the importance between us, then, well, we don't have the power to do it, but because we do it, even by acting, playing, it comes back to each one in a true form. And this is what we should do.
One does it necessarily if he feels that the friends are a part of him. And if he doesn't feel the friends as a part of him, then necessarily he doesn't do it. But I guess this is not what we're judged for, but rather for our participation, the extent to which we integrate into the society, magnifying it. And the society has the power to conduct changes in us via the light.
As much as possible to come back to this thought, which is for the friends, and to try to make the effort and to pray that it will happen.
Yes, it's actually a good patent. You need to pray for the friends and not for yourself. It's constantly against our nature, but if in the society we generate such a force, then each one is freed from being concerned for himself and can always care for the friends. In the society, we need to always generate, like a generator, we need to generate that force.
It's as if, in order for us to truly be able to pray for our avot, for that we have to be in our avot already. Otherwise, each time we'll forget. A person is not the boss of his own thoughts, of whatever awakens within us. We need our avot, in short.
Truth be told, it's easy to see you in avot. You're here, you're exerting, you're doing this workshop, so I need to make sure that I don't stop it. I want the light to flow through me to the friends, so that I don't begin to think differently or stop asking for this.
It turns out that if someone falls into the pit, then we are always sending ropes there outside of ourselves and pulling the ropes, which is the 10, and constantly realizing that the only one that can lift us up is everyone but myself. Everyone but myself also rely on me to throw the rope there and pull up any moment that I can.
Yesterday, I gave an example regarding Yuda, that if everyone wraps him up with love, envelops him with love, immediately he will come out of himself. And if one comes out of himself, he can then pray for others. This is what happens automatically, because he doesn't have any other reality to inhabit. He doesn't have anywhere else to feel.
So it turns out that necessarily, in order for me not to, if there won't be any thought about myself, I won't be exit myself and think about others. On the one hand, it's true. On the other hand, it says, we shall do and we shall hear. We need to try to carry out this action, and these efforts specifically are what yields the fruit, and not the ability to keep it or not, because that is given by the Creator. Rather, my effort, as much as I maybe suffer because I'm not in it, but I try, this is what draws the light.
On our part, a lack. There needs to be a lack, a vessel. We receive the power from above. The light gives it to us. So we need to also have this thought that it's only to reach, we need only reach the lack.
Yeah, this lack is something that comes between what is given and what is desirable, that you see how much you would like to care for the friends, however, how much you don't have it. And this gap is what hurts and what brings us to pray for it. We need to scrutinize this gap. How much do I want it? How much I'm not in it? And how far I am from the side of Kabbalists, because this gap specifically is what brings us closer to the request.
Yes, at least we should be. It should be clear between us that, and to us, that we have one direction: prayer, request for the friends.
But I don't know if I have anything to add. On the one hand, it should be a prayer. On the other hand, there should be gratitude all the time, and there should be this tension so that we never stop. We don't stop it even for a moment. In short, we have to constantly be doing it together, never to stop. There's no dead moment.
And to admit the Creator into it, to help us ultimately perform the very last action, the true movement of the desire, only the Creator can give us that. So to admit Him in as early as possible and to always hold these intentions.
And everything that we do, to try to do it together, to try to do it in pace, and to constantly introduce changes so that a prayer will come out of it.
אהבת כלולותייך לכתך בחריי במדבר וארץ עוז רוח לכתך בחריי במדבר וארץ עוז רוח כה אמר כה אמר השם זכרתי לך חסד נעוריי Let's